see you.
I'm a back off.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah. The more I think about that David Lombardi and Divs thing, I'm getting mad. The arrogance to think your play has an audible built in it. Miss me.
I'm the decider of the things in life and I can't get high. I'm gonna let it up all my life. Oh, God. These guys are great.
Stop it.
Great.
Can't do it.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. I know you still haven't listened to them. You haven't.
Stop.
Who's their lead singer?
Gene Simmons. Ace Frehley. Name the group. Yeah. Peter Paul. And there's one more. Kiss.
It's Paul Stanley.
That was it.
Well, they also had, who's the guy who was married to?
Stop! Somebody just called me. I got it on silent.
Oh, my God.
Turn your phone off.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody from Spectrum.
Yep. Stop.
Name the fourth.
I know nobody from Los Baños.
No.
That's where that call's coming from.
Mine was Spectrum.
Yeah.
My boy Big Dex goes, Payday Friday, you guys are always in your bag. But that's an insult.
That is.
Because Monday, I bring it every day.
We'll see.
Boss will tell you.
Except Thursday.
This week it was Tuesday.
Hey, let's put it right on the table.
Oh, here we go.
No, you know I'm out Tuesday.
Oh, hey, by the way.
My man Lamont.
I noticed that thing's disappeared.
No, it ain't disappeared. It's lower. But listen, I'll be in a funeral Tuesday, and Evan will be in for me because we're paying respects to my guy Lamont.
R.I.P. Lamont.
Yep. You saw the picture I posted on Facebook.
I did. Let's go to Word.
Word's in Oakland.
Word wants to talk about the Audible conversation. What's up, Word?
Yeah. Yeah, what's up, fellas? I hope you can hear me okay.
Talk to us, man.
Really cheap.
All right.
So, first thing, the University of North Texas, I'm surprised you didn't notice, Steiny. They were originally known as the Eagles. In 1966, coincidentally, Mean Joe Green's first year on varsity on that squad, they started a Mean Green chant. They wear green, so it was kind of rumored that it was because of Mean Joe, but that was only his first year on varsity. So it was probably more likely to do with the colors and the team itself being really good. So that was the year that they started using the term Mean Green to refer to the team. They didn't actually officially change the name until 1973. Mean Joe Green didn't like being called Mean Joe because he always felt that he was just a good football player, but he was not mean at all. So about the Audible conversation, the dude Barry basically made Gru's point and then contradicted himself and made the point that I was making initially. He said that Shanahan is easy to defend because if they're only going to come in out of the huddle with one look, you know, okay, if we stop this or that, we got them. Then in the very next question, he said Shanahan is the hardest to coach because the team comes to the line of scrimmage and they only give you one look and they can do so many things out of that one look. And that's exactly my point. Purdy said they're never in a situation where they come to the line of scrimmage and the team and they're like, oh, God, they got us.
Right.
We got an audible. That's the way you strategize. You want to come to the line. If I'm about to fight group and he does a move and I got to shift or pivot to a different stance, he knows he's making me rethink. If I stand there, no matter what he does, what kind of jumping around or dancing around he does, and I stand there with my fist balled up, he still don't know what I'm about to do to him. And I'm about to do something to him. I'm just playing. But that's what I'm saying about the Niners offense. Coming to the line and not audibling, jumping around. That gives the defense room to think, okay, we got him thinking. We got him shuffling. The way that the Niners do it is not. We come to the line. I don't care what y'all do. We got options. I got three or four things I can do to you based on this formation. That strategy, that's not not lack of trust. How many teams in the NFL that run that offense don't audible? I'm pretty sure that's the case with most of the teams that run that style of offense. You have options built in. It's not arrogance. It's proper, smart strategy. Peace out, y'all.
All right, Word. Have a great weekend, my man.
I love Word, but I would love to hear Peyton Manning's take on that, or even Brady, the GOAT, that's doing the game.
Two of the greatest.
Rodgers. No, all Three. Of them. All the ones that never, like, why
like
is
Sam Darnold audible?
I'm sure he can, and I'm sure he has. I don't know, but I know Matthew Stafford can.
Is this an issue?
No, I'm not.
I don't know.
But do you think it has something to do if you always make a move to the move? And Kyle's been ahead when he's had McCaffrey and kept defensive coordinators guessing. Now you lose your weapon. I'm not saying Word or anybody is wrong, but don't tell me it's not nothing. I mean, because some of the greatest quarterbacks use their mind at the line of they have a play, Steiny. They come see the formation, what the D's in, and they're like, oh, I need to do this. And there's another option. And I'm just asking, are you hamstringing yourself or your offense by thinking or being so arrogant that your original play call is you know what? This is a worse analogy, but it feels good. Dibs telling me what Lombardi wrote is almost like me asking a girl to go out on a date is a wedding proposal. You can't tell me I asked you to marry me.
I have no idea what you are talking about.
The play is the play. If I ask you to go out, I ask you to go out on a date. You can't double back and say, oh, me asking you to go out on a date is also asking you to marry me. It can't be two things at once.
But you have multiple options of where to go on the date, right?
Right, but it's not about locale. It's about us going out. If I ask you to go out on a date, we're going out on a date. This can't double back and say me asking you to go out on a date is Goo. Also asking you to get married. They're separate.
Goo, just admit this one's not working. That's all.
If I could double reverse.
This one's not working.
Evan, I'm going to get out and park the car.
Well, Ward did talk about the first answer from Barry Church, so why don't we just listen
You know what I want to do? Here's what I want to do. I actually want to play the Purdy sound first because I gave him an opportunity just to respond to what Purdy said. So I'm going to play Purdy again about the fact that they don't audible or he doesn't audible. That's the first thing.
Usually we just have an answer built into the play. And so if we do have like an all out blitz or something, we usually have an answer of where I should be hitting or where I should be going. And there's very rare occasions where we walk up to the line and we get a look and it's, oh shoot, they got us. And then I'm supposed to randomly make up an audible. There's nothing like that. We usually always have an answer for, pressures, all out blitz, and things like that. So that's on me to get to the right guy.
All right. Now, here, this is Barry Church, former Dallas Cowboy. I played that sound for him and then said, you know, what does he make of it? Is it easier to defend that?
You got the answer pre snap. It makes it so much easier to predict where they're going with the football. I mean, if that's the case where, okay, if they're showing an all out look, we're going to this particular play, and you look at the film and you see, all right, in that particular play, when you give them that zero blitz, he likes to go to Debo on this, or he likes to go to Kittle on this each and every time, then that's all we're going to do. We're going to show you all out blitz, let Purdy go ahead and audible to it, and then we're going to go to the person he loves to throw the football to most. And if that's covered up, then he gets to scrambling out there, and we've already won the down. So it makes it a lot easier to predict when you know your quarterback doesn't have the ability to go up there and say, all right, all out blitz, let me check to this one instead of this one. When you already got the answer there, it makes it a lot easier defensively to guard these guys.
And I guess what I would like to add on or find out, Stoney, because I don't know if the answer is built into play, right. Then how does – you got hot routes and you got protections with the offensive line. Where's the volume and what's being said for everybody to know, okay, they're coming with an all-out blitz, we need to do this. That's what an audible means to me is the quarterback also always – how many times do we see a receiver in motion just to check to see what the defense is doing, right? So my question is, where does that come – how is that built into play? How does everybody know we're changing something?
Well, are they changing something or do they reprioritize what the progressions are?
Wow. I'll tell you and, this today.
But the fair question would be, how does the rest of the team know?
That is my...
But hold on. Now, listen. Well, let's say you have a play with three options. Okay. If all three of the options run hard and do exactly what they're supposed to do, then does it really matter if Purdy goes to the third option first because he knows that's what's going to be there?
That sounds to me, Steiny, and I'm not saying you're wrong, you could be right, but that sounds constricted. That doesn't sound like, to me, the essence of an audible.
Well, hold on,
to where, okay, Steiny, here comes a dude. I see this dude coming. Nobody's blocking him. Slide to protection. And then what about if I want you to do, Evan, to do a different route? I can call at the line of scrimmage to where Evan knows, all right, we're not doing that. We're doing this.
See, I almost, and I'm not doing this to pick a fight. I almost think there's more responsibility with the first option, because if you come to, let's say you come to the line of scrimmage and you've got to change the play. Well, now you're changing the play, and that's just it. You're going to run the new play that you changed to. But if you don't do that, then isn't that up to Purdy to figure out which option to go to first? And that feels like a lot of responsibility for a guy.
And it feels like a guy that's deciding where he's going with the ball before he hikes it. You know what I mean, Stoddy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? We forgot about something. Well, we didn't. But you did. This is always the fun.
You did.
Oh! Play Teague, too.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. So that was Barry Church on the audible and not audible. George Teague, this is pretty precise, his answer. Take a listen. This is George Teague.
It does resonate with me. I'll try my best to try to explain it. And I've heard other coaches speak on it. Everybody heard McCarthy speak on it about built-in things for Dak in the offense. So in today's age, whether think of it kind of like the RPO where you kind of got three things built into one play. Do you run it? Do you pass it to the quarterback? Keep it. So if I can keep it on that simple kind of scale, that typically, depending on what happens with your, what kind of defensive look you see, will determine what you need to run. Okay. But everybody has to be on the same page, because it could make your wide receiver run a different route. And if everybody's not on the same page, then it doesn't look so good. You know, even though you might be saying something, some number, shooting out something, saying, hey, we got to do something different because of the way it looks. It happens on defense, too, right? So sometimes on defense, you may call a base defense, but if they come out in a different formation, it doesn't. You may have a verbal check, or you could just know that now that safety who was supposed to blitz, it automatically converts over to someone else. It's not. It's built in that way. So when I hear built in, I got my air quotes up a little bit. There's still, it's a check, okay? But it doesn't mean the quarterback has to change the whole play. You got to be really good at identifying what's happening across from you offensively and defensively so that you can be the most effective play that it can be.
Good stuff.
So always be right, basically. You should always be right.
Wow. So maybe that's a function, Goo, of a team that's had, I don't know, had some injuries and they're not playing off each other well. Right. They don't know each other. I don't know.
Nobody needs me to be their Johnny Cochran, rest in peace, but I will defend Jordan Mason when you bring up, and your thing wasn't, oh, they don't audible, but Steiny, I would ask myself, how could you put it at the doorstep of Jordan Mason? How he's getting
doing
hit?
That?
No, just in regard to the red zone, he's getting hit more than anybody.
That's
and he's
just a stat. I'm not saying it's Jordan Mason's fault. And he's just been the worst running back in the red zone this year.
Right.
That's all.
And I'm saying it's by community. But also, what about these interceptions that we're seeing from Brock Purdy, especially against Kansas City, Steiny, to where it seems like there's a lack of communication, right? I was watching that game. I know you're going to be like, oh, Guru, there was a Thursday night game on. I watched the game again the second half last night. The interception Brock Purdy threw to the chief defender where he caught it like he was the receiver, and it was just odd as all outdoors. Like, damn, Brock, where was that going? So I'm just questioning the communication.
Let's go to Lamont. Lamont's in Oakland. What's going on, Lamont? How you doing, man?
Good. How you guys doing?
Talk to us.
So, yeah, man, I think that Brock Purdy, when you played that tape of him, I think he said it all. He said that they have an answer for whatever they see.
Right.
Right? And that means Kyle believes he has an answer for whatever defense they see. They have a counterpoint, a counteraction. Now, theoretically, that might be true. But there's other possibilities too, as far as like there could be a better play to be called if there was an audible option. So when you look at the best quarterbacks who have the best offenses, usually Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers. We can go to list, get Mahomes, you want to put him in there right already. Whoever you want to talk to, whoever quarterbacks who have the greatest offenses, they don't just have to deal with the play and say, well, you know, there's something built in there to just react to that. No, they have the authority to be like, hey, nah, I know I got something better than us just reacting to this defense, right? And so what Brady is saying is that Kyle has these built-in things that whatever defense is there, we got an answer for it, right? And that's okay, but I think an offense to the next level is giving it a whole new option and saying, no, I got another play for it. It's not just going to be, oh, this is the defense, but this person can check down, so now Purdy can just throw it to him. That's limiting. That's allowing your defense to limit you because now you're just basing it off what they do. But if you audible, you actually have another play in mind, it can be a way better result. You're not just at the realm of what the defense is giving you if you're allowed to audible and create a whole new play. So I think especially in the red zone, this matters even more. Because we know the red zone gets tighter, and you just don't have that much room to work with, right? And so I do believe that if you're not going to let him audible in between the 20s, at least when you get under that 20-yard line, he should have a little more freedom because we see that's where they're struggling at, right? So these counters aren't quite countering like we think they are, right? So what needs to happen is at least give him more freedom in that way.
And let me say this to you. Good stuff. But, you know, if the play again has an answer for everything, then why in the Super Bowl when it was third and short, why did the chief defender come unblocked? That's what I'm talking about. That's the real answer for everything is had your quarterback had the ability to change the protection or see this guy unaccounted for, maybe they win the Super Bowl. So, yeah, you think you got an answer for everything until you don't, if that makes any sense.
Exactly. That's what I'm echoing too. He might think he has an answer, but the reality is he doesn't always have an answer, right? And no. I think that's the struggle there, right? Is that Kyle is very smart. He knows football. Well, I'm not saying he doesn't, but he doesn't always have an answer for a defense. That's the best option.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Thanks, Lamont. Appreciate the call.
That's interesting, Stoney.
Couple of pieces of news regarding the 49ers-Cowboys games. We got some injury updates. You ready?
These are big because I've taken L's at every turn on Friday. Stoney missed practice. I'm like, oh, he'll play. A lot of times he won't, but go ahead.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. All right, let's see if you can guess. Juwan Jennings.
No practice.
Well, who cares? Practice?
Oh, he's
talking
not playing.
About practice?
Yeah,
he's talking about the game.
Yeah, he's not playing.
That's correct.
Oh,
Juwan
Jennings already
is out. Debo Samuel.
Well, he's playing.
He is playing very likely to play.
Yeah. Wow.
Micah Parsons?
Not playing.
That's correct.
Wow. I can't. 19. What's up? This is ugly. That's all you got?
Yeah. Give me another player I can guess. Ayuk out. McCaffrey out.
You know
Hargrave
what?
Out.
Can I get you to say something?
Trent Williams.
Because you've been
limited.
Hard on this guy.
Trent Williams limited.
No, I need to back up because it came up on the call with Shasky the other day. The wide receiver version of Macbeth is the Brandon Ayuk.
I don't know what that means.
It's tragic that he got hurt.
It's unfortunate.
No, that's Maxwell.
Tragedy is death.
No, ACL, MCL, and stuff to be determined later.
Okay, it's a tragedy. Now what? So what?
No, that lets
we
me
have
know
tragedies
you got,
left and right.
Okay, we're not doing
much
that.
Much bigger ones than that. Around this city, this world.
We're not doing that.
We just did it.
Just
and
say
I
it for
did
Brandon,
it.
You feel bad for him.
It's unfortunate.
You will not say you feel bad for him?
It's unfortunate.
Wow. You got a person to... No, you're being a Richard now. I just like you to say...
What do you want me to say?
Guru, I feel bad for Brandon.
It's unfortunate.
this is a bit, but people are taking it serious. Just say it, man. You feel bad for Brandon. Stiney, come on, man. The dude's
so
out.
What?
Oh, fine. That's Evan, dude.
It's
sometimes I wonder
it's
the
unfortunate.
Schedules I work
but
with.
But see,
man.
The thing that I always put into the equation is, well, I've watched 50 years of football. This happens. If you don't like it, don't watch.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, Every player gets hurt at some point in his career. I can't feel sorry. Okay, should I feel sorry for McCaffrey?
No, he's coming back. Well, Lynch said he might come back and they make the playoffs.
I don't have enough compassion to feel sorry for every single player in the NFL who's hurt.
I didn't say that.
Please,
this one is
not to mention college. I'm more worried about if Tyler Grubbs is playing this week for Tulane. That is what I'm wondering
about. I'm in your life for a reason, man.
I thought you were going to stop after the word compassion.
Yeah, because you won a contest. It's the only reason.
I don't have compassion. No, you'd feel sorry for him if he didn't sign the contract, right?
Wow.
That doesn't. It's a hypothetical.
It's hypothetical. Smiling.
It's hypothetical. Mike and Santa Clara, get me off this.
Hey, I'm Mike, not going to.
Dude, I just like Mike? Lex Luthor. Man, this dude has... You don't have a heart.
Oh, man, Steiny, I think you need a sabbatical at this point.
I'd love one.
2 weeks.
Hey, Goo, I just want to let you know, man, I just got back from Dallas on the early bird special flight this morning.
Uh-oh.
And I was on... it literally, as soon as we landed in San Jose, it was like, let's go Cowboys. It was literally an entire flight worth of Cowboy fans. So
why waste your money? Why did they make the flight? This is going to get ugly, man. Because I can't believe that. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was there for a conference in Dallas, and, you know, that happened. So I had no choice. But anyway, guys, the one word I can think of about with the Niners right now and why it's a big game and the reason why we've been having so many struggles is inconsistency. And the inconsistency, what I mean by that is we don't have an offensive play or an offensive team out there that is healthy. We have so many injuries that have been going back and forth with everything. You know, Brock Purdy's doing what he has to do, but you have Juwan Jennings out. At one point, I mean, you have Christian McCaffrey already out. Ayuk was in there. Debo was also out, and then he's coming back again. There's so many inconsistencies on the offense in this case where you have to play with the players that you have. And at this point, you know, we have to play with what we got. I mean, look who's going to be in there. Debo, Jordan Mason, Kittle. And
Pearsall.
Who else at that point?
Pearsall.
Yeah, I mean, Pearsall. But again, but he's only been in one game.
Yeah,
and I'm sorry. Like, you know, he's only played, like, you know, a handful of snaps at that point because he had no choice.
Well,
but at the same time, you know, you have to go with what you have to play with. But there's no consistency with this team whatsoever right now on offense. So I don't know. I mean, I understand the struggle. Brock Purdy cannot – I mean, look, Brock Purdy is a quarterback. He has to play the game. He has to make the plays. I get that. But if you don't get any consistency with your players, especially players that were not even during training camp or anything, what are you going to do? You have to improvise, adapt, overcome. So you know what? Let's go with this win. Let's try to get the win over the Cowboys. Let's move on from there. Let's work on winning the division. Let's just go from there, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah. Appreciate the call.
Glad you made it back in one piece.
All right.
Deron Bland, cornerback for Dallas, also hadn't made his debut this year. Broken foot. There were rumors he was going to play. He's been ruled out, too.
Okay. Thanks.
I'm mad at you about the IU.
That matters. Here's what's coming up next on the game. We got Know Your Foe.
Dude, we'll
do that at 1:30. 1:20 or 1:30? What do you want to do it?
I'm so excited I'm out of, you know, from what? You at 2. Let's do whatever time.
Let's do it at 1:20. That way, if it goes long.
Wait. We're out at 2?
More fun.
No, in my mind, I got a mechanism that once I see the 2, it's just over. We're good.
Damn, dude, it.
We got to get out. Dude, it's 1:12. I know.
I feel bad for IU.
All right. Are you ready to go, though, here? At 1:12.
I'm ready. I can't wait.
Download the free Odyssey. Hold on. Never mind. We'll be back to talk Know Your Foe in football on 95.7 The Game. Let's go to the legal. Yeah, I don't have my legal.
How about Cowboys! Yeah!
I'm out.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Steiny and Guru, your favorite. What? John Sally.
Dude, we got to get the hoop season started. 1 week. I can't do everything on this show. I just really can't.
No, I know. Oh, you said you can't do everything. I thought you said you can't do anything. You'll take a couple calls, and then we'll do Know Your Foe.
Everything.
I'm favored to win it because it's in the Metroplex, Texas, and my dad's from there.
Let's go to Michael in Palo Alto first. Let's talk about Shanny. What's up, Michael?
What up, gentlemen? How are you doing today?
Doing well, thank you.
Man. Mike Tirico, man. Him lecturing Niners fans about how Kyle Shanahan is a gift to the – a God gift to the NFL. A little gross. Just my opinion.
Stallion. Yeah.
Fair.
I just want to pose a question. How many years has Kyle Shanahan had the best overall roster in the league? I would definitely say last season, right? Can we all agree on that?
Yep.
Maybe 2019, 2020, you know, with the injury-riddled season. 2021, had some injuries, lost to the Rams, and then obviously Purdy got hurt in 22. So I would say definitely at least two. And, you know, I know how close these Super Bowls have been. I also know that we blew a couple of them. So my question is, are there any repercussions for a head coach that hasn't won a Super Bowl with as many resources as the 49ers ownership has given him? I think that's a fair question to ask. And if this 6-7 year run ends up with no Super Bowls, is he held accountable?
I mean, Michael, I think that's fair, and I love the way you approached it with reason. But I do think that if the 49ers don't make the playoffs this year, then I think we can go into next year saying they got to get right back in this thing. And if they don't, then maybe we start talking about it. But we're at least, to me, a year away from that.
And I'm the barometer.
Missing the playoffs this year.
You almost got it built in, Stoney. I'm sorry. You almost got it built in. I would never tell you that, but that's how I feel. Let's just say the worst case scenario.
7-10 this year.
Didn't make it this year. You would almost know why they didn't make it. This has just been nasty from a health standpoint.
But then
maybe one iota it goes up on next year. But, man, this dude's been four straight NFC championship games.
I agree. They can't go 7-10 the next 2 years.
No. Then it'd be a problem.
Doug's in Berkeley. What's up, Doug? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well.
Cool.
I think your comments just now are right on. I think if you take any other team in the league, they don't have five great offensive options. But if you take any other team in the league and you take four of the five offensive options and one great defensive player off the roster from injury, you know, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Matthew Stafford, I don't care who the quarterback is, they're going to struggle, and the team is not going to be a Super Bowl team. If you started the season with this current roster, all the guys injured and the guys who can play, we wouldn't think Super Bowl. Next man up only works when next man steps up, and these guys are just too inexperienced. So let's be realistic.
All right.
Let's still be fans, but let's be realistic and stop hating. And finally, don't hate on Brock Purdy if he alone can't deliver. No quarterback could deliver with this many injuries. Thanks for taking the call.
Appreciate it, Doug. Here's what I would say to that. It's all fair, but I still think you can expect him to win the division. Not expect him to win the division, but that's still got to be the goal.
No,
I mean, you got to be. You still can win the division.
Yeah, Stein, they're in last place right now. I know it's early. Just think about that. Oh, you know, they got a game Sunday. The Rams play, but just think about that right now. Wow.
Yeah. All right. We always do this on the football week. The Dallas Cowboys are in town. They're from the state of Texas. And we like to have a fun game called Know Your Foe.
Yeah.
And this is when we bring in the great Evan Giddings because it's trivia time. How well do we know the Cowboys and the area where they play.
Wow.
A lot of pressure on you this week.
Yeah, I'll meet it.
Yep, he's a 4-point favorite.
Yeah, 19 and a half, I heard.
That's so, a four.
We're going to start with the origin of the Dallas Cowboys. Which year were they founded?
Evan, I'm going 1963.
62. Okay, it's over. No.
Okay,
we
got it
wrong.
Yeah, no doubt.
1960.
Damn.
Yeah, it's tough.
Dang.
All right. As you well know, the Dallas Cowboys used to play in Dallas. They now play in which city as of 2009?
Austin. Oh, my gosh.
If you know why I said Austin.
Us three know why.
Take my time here.
Us three know why I said Austin.
I'll say...
Shout out, Megan.
I was just there.
It doesn't matter.
I got a picture on my phone. I got it now.
See, I'm going to say...
Can I give you a
Fort
hint?
Worth.
Let me do it. And we work here. Frisco.
That's where their training facility...
Oh, Arlington!
Damn it. Yeah. That doesn't count.
I know. But you know why I said Austin.
We're off to a roaring start.
Yeah, which Evan knows. He laughed.
Cowboys rookie quarterback started his career 1-15.
Troy Aikman. That's a win for me.
Nope, yeah. Steiny jumped the gun.
All right.
I put my foot down this week, Steiny.
Oh, I got to wait till the whole question's asked?
Yeah, it's a point for you. All right.
That shouldn't be the case.
What are you talking about? This Cowboys receiver was drafted from Oklahoma in 2010.
CeeDee Lamb.
No chance.
He wears number 88. 2010.
I'm going to say...
There's only like three 88s.
No, hold on. What?
You're wrong.
Oklahoma State, sorry.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Jay Novacek.
Sorry.
Jason Witten.
Antonio Bryant. What? I'm lost.
Dez Bryant. Yes.
Is Dez Bryant's real name Antonio?
No, I'm lost.
No, that's my bad.
Goo is such an idiot.
Upset.
I don't think either of you guys have gotten one yet.
No, I'm good. I got some things going on at home.
All right, in 2007, which Dallas Cowboys wide receiver was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of
Fame? Drew Pearson.
He is inducted, but not in 2007.
I mean, it's got to be Michael Irvin. Wow. This is a real blemish on your record.
Please.
I mean,
look at my
are they even your favorite team?
Dude, when I'm under the gun, I don't take tests well.
Evan's got questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
I do. In which stadium did the Cowboys play their home games from 1960 to 1970?
Cotton Bowl.
That's right.
Bang, bang!
You know what I hate when he does that? Seriously.
It's not much.
I don't know why.
Dude, I get nervous with these games.
I know you do.
I got PTSD from Jeopardy.
Lights are too bright for you.
If that's your plea.
You and Dak.
Who was the Dallas Cowboys' first ever starting quarterback?
I'm going to say Roger Staubach.
No.
He graduated from the Naval Academy. Oh, he graduated in like 60.
He was a Korean War veteran. He was heavily decorated. Tom Landry later said that if this quarterback were 6 inches taller, he would have broken most of the passing records.
Clint Sterner.
Eddie LeBaron.
I wouldn't have known that one.
No, thank you.
I was going to say, they ever
have
flutie?
I thought I got it right.
In one of the largest trades of the 20th century.
Herschel Walker. You can't do it early.
The Cowboys traded Herschel Walker to what team?
Vikings.
That's a point for Gary.
Come on.
You jumped the gun.
He cheats more than me.
Please.
Well, first of all, you were wrong. Your first guess was wrong. It wasn't Herschel Walker.
You changed the question.
No, I didn't, actually. You got to let me finish it.
Yeah.
All right, now we're moving on to Dallas trivia. All right. For the first 10 seasons of Shark Tank, what Dallas Mavericks owner...
Come on,
shut the hell up,
Steiny. That's the way the game should be played. We made a rule at the end where we were gentlemen and let Whitey finish and then we would go. You're so overzealous.
Letting the question finish favors the guy who's not as smart as the other guy.
So you want to do that?
So we're guessing
what Evan's going to say.
You know what? Let's let it play out.
There we go.
All right. The Mustangs are the sports team of what Dallas higher education institution whose
SMU.
Name...
SMU. See?
You can't do it. If I can't, you literally just
agreed that you could do it.
Yeah. I meant it the other way.
Oh, wow. Stop. See,
he was not done
way.
With the question.
But I thought you said that's
okay. What does SMU stand for?
Southern Methodist University.
All right, give that's it to two him. Points are good. Yeah. That's because of Steiny's question. All right, the original was invented across the border in Juarez, Kentucky Club, but the frozen version of what drink is credited to Dallas restaurateur Mariano Martinez?
Margarita.
That's my drink!
That is your drink. That is good drink. I'll let you get it.
Who famously died in the basement garage of the Dallas Municipal Building on November 24th, 1963? Something having to do with a grassy knoll.
Lee Harvey Oswald. That's known as history.
He got shot. He got shot.
You skipped that class.
Well, we don't know by whom, but...
I want to know why I get so nervous.
Sirhan, what else you want to know?
Please.
Serving as the largest hub for the American Airlines, Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport is identified by the International Air Transport Association by what three-letter airport code?
DFW.
Da, 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 da. We're tied. I'm winning.
All right. From 2004, to 2016, wow. What San Diego native played quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys?
Oh. Say it again, Evan.
From 2004 to 2016, which San Diego native played for the Dallas Cowboys and quarterbacked?
Come on, know-it-all.
Steve Palour.
Who?
Steve Palour.
He's also now a commentator for CBS.
Well, they're here now, Guru. Get it.
Not Romo.
Yeah. All right.
I got the best text ever
about
myself.
Why did you not get that one?
I thought this one was kind of interesting because you guys are both on IG a lot.
Yeah, well, Stani is.
Well, that's true. Which Dallas-born actress and singer has the record for most Instagram followers by both an American and a woman?
Oh, that's your girl.
Which Dallas-born.
Yeah. That is.
She was not born in Dallas.
Not a Swiftie.
She's white.
Well, Dolly Parton was Tennessee.
That's my answer.
She was Tennessee, though.
Linda Evans.
Dallas-born woman singer. What's the question again?
Yeah, Dallas-born.
Body rate. I don't know.
Selena Gomez.
Oh, my goodness.
She ain't no Celine Dion.
All right, here's the last one. This one's for Goo. I feel like you...
Yeah, Castani's ruining it with answering early.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. With the surname Raymond, but commonly known just by his first name, which famous singer was born in Dallas, 1978? The surname Raymond.
Usher. Yeah! Bang, bang!
You got it.
Please. You ruined the game. But I got to read this. Guru is the type to yell all day at the pickup basketball game after missing the first six shots.
No kidding.
Please stop. You ruined it.
What did I ruin?
Just answering fast, acting like you didn't know the rule. Good job, Evan.
Yeah, shut up, Steiny.
Yeah. Southern Methodist took that stole this show. Thought I didn't know it. That's how I'll get in the caddy. That's the question they thought I didn't know.
Coming up in 5 minutes of crossover. Right. We find out what we did wrong.
No, it's about the audible gate.
Oh, no doubt
There's
about
no
it.
There's no doubt.
Hey, by the way,
help us out here.
With what?
There better not be a Warrior missing tonight's game.
There might be three. What a weekend of sports. Cowboys Niners Sunday. World Series starts tonight. Dodgers against the Yankees. Warriors play at Utah tonight, and then they have their home opener against the Clippers. Wow. You got Tulane at North Texas. That's got some personal ties.
USC Rutgers.
And then someone called in or texted in. Miramonte Las Lomas.
Uh-oh. Clean up on Isle Steiny. Jack Ruby shot Lee Harvey Oswald.
That's not true.
Sirhan shot
Robert Kennedy.
RFK.
That's those.
Yeah, Steiny. Wow.
Wow, what?
Sit this one out.
Get your
assailants. What would you do? Call your mom and tell her.
What in the world would you do for the next 6 minutes
in your
by
air.
Yourself?
I did the backyard boogie for 3 years.
There you go.
5 hours.
Mic's off.
But seriously, I'm just going to tell you. Baseball fans, talk to me. This is gold.
Now, I was trying to do my Bob Costas.
Right, I'll let you. I'll lay out.
You don't know how to lay out.
I'll lay out.
Italian.
Trust me. I'll lay out here.
Mike Tirico, Italian, by the way.
Sicilian.
I'm laying out.
No, it's too. You ruined the bit. But the SMU is that. That's how I got my chest out. Because I really want
to. Wonderful. Dude. Marvelous.
For the kids, the 70 babies that are going to watch these uniforms tonight in L.A., not New York, that's next week, and watch the tradition and the history between. These uniforms are going to talk to each other. You don't even know that. You don't see, you're just such in a box. I'm trying to get you out the box. Study, this is incredible. All the star power on both teams. You got Ohtani.
This is in your face. You got a
so
reverse victory
my
lap.
Show.
Yes, I am. I'm looking at the screen. Bronny to rotate between Lakers and G League. Yes, sir.
Yeah, which makes
they drafted a project. He's going to the G League. Nothing to see here.
With the red carpet form and the limousine ride. How dare you interrupt my radio show,
what
man?
Were you doing?
Go ahead. I was just giving my... Oh, God, I can't stand you sometimes.
Carter, should we take Bobby in Los Altos?
Our guy. Take him. You don't ask.
What's up, Bobby?
Carter.
Hey, cool. I appreciate that. Hey, so I want to talk about the game a little bit.
Sure.
But, or this audible discussion. But Steinmetz, first of all.
Yeah.
I was listening on the Odyssey app, so I'm really on delay. But let me say this. This is, I can't understand why you can't feel bad or feel sympathy for IU.
It's incredible,
Bobby. It's a bit. Is it a bit?
I don't know.
Because, you know, sympathy is not a zero-sum game. It's not like you get to, you have to use, you know, there's a certain amount of sympathy. It's unlimited.
You don't have the ha.
You can feel bad for somebody. No one's asking you to send them a gift basket. But you can just feel bad for
Bobby,
him.
Bobby, he meant it. You're talking to him. He meant it.
Bobby, there's a void inside me.
Right. A cold dude.
What do you want me to tell you? You could look to Robert W. Steinmetz, my father, and I'm a little bit hollow. What do you want me to tell you?
Okay, so here's a test of whether you really are dead inside.
All right.
Did you feel bad that Ricky Pearsall got shot?
That, Bobby, that's phenomenal. We're all here at Steiny. Just for the Bay Area.
You've got to be kidding me.
You got to. Come on now.
It went right through.
Give you a one. But anyway, Bobby, why are you saying that? Anyway, he means yes. Yeah, he means yes.
No, you know what? With Pearsall, I do feel like, boy, he was lucky, man. He died. Well, I don't even want to use the phrase because he didn't, but that's a little different. That involves gunplay.
All right. My faith in you is restored,
Bobby. Barely.
Hey, Bobby, seriously, look, what do you make all this audible stuff?
Oh, okay, so audible. Here's the thing. This is all I'm going to say. You guys make it sound like, and I say you guys, I guess I really mean Goo and a couple of the callers, as if if you could audible, or if Purdy had the quote unquote power to audible, he would win every offensive play play.
Yeah.
You know what? The defense is allowed. The defense is allowed to win a play.
No doubt, Bobby.
It's not like he doesn't have the ability, right? Purdy's best asset is his quote unquote processor, right, Goo?
Yeah, but Bobby, real quick, I wasn't saying that.
Let Bobby finish.
I said, shut up. Bobby, all I was saying to you is, real quick, Bobby, you're right. My thing is, I don't like the arrogance of any coach saying, my plays are audible proof, meaning there's eight answers in my one play call. I'm taking issue with that. That's all. That's all, Bobby.
Let the results speak for themselves, man. I mean, no one's really figured them out. They've been in the NFC Championship game. I mean, this year might be different, but it's been working, so why would he feel like he has been figured out?
No, nobody's saying that. We're just, Stiney's bringing up the low numbers in the red zone, trying to blame the running back. I'm defending the running back. Come on, man. We love you, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby, yeah. Have a great weekend, my man. Thanks for calling in. Oh, I know what I wanted to talk about.
I get anxiety when music is played and questions are asked. That's how I used to take tests.
Let me ask you this, and I wanted to bring this up 3 days ago, and I'll bring it up with Willard because he's the guy.
So you got your chest out, but you won't do it when he comes in here.
No, it's a simple question. Right. It's not a judgment.
Okay.
So Steve Kerr was on Tuesday or Wednesday. Right. He comes on 95.7 The Game, and Willard did the interview with Dibs, and at the end of the interview, Willard goes, thank you so much, Steve. You're a good sport. And I'm like, you know what? Is that a compliment anymore? Hey, Stiney, you're a good sport. Sounds like you think I'm a buffoon.
Right, no, but I...
Hey, Stiney, you're a good sport. Everybody laughs at you. Well, I don't know.
Oh,
if I'm Steve Kerr, I feel some kind of way. Like, I don't want to be a good sport.
I would tell Willard, we'll talk about it. Maybe hold off on that.
I don't want to be a bad sport, but I don't want to be a good sport. Hey, Stiney.
Oh,
you lost again tonight. Oh, that's okay. We're fine.
He meant well. Because we know Willard's not negative.
It's also like a little patronizing. I'll bring it up with Willard.
Yeah, I'll remind you.
I probably won't.
You left out USC Rutgers tonight. Got a game. Willard.
What's Rutgers' nickname?
This is what just, I mean.
So I'll give you 2 seconds.
I know their
to
name.
Filibuster, then I'll give you the answer.
If you think I
the
don't
Scarlet
know.
The Scarlet Knights. Why don't we try it? We'll make it a little easier for you. What's USC's nickname?
Something Anthony Edwards does not use.
I'll tell you what.
Dude's got 4 kids. I mean, you better slow down. You get Dwight Howard territory.
Stop.
I'm not. You can't tell me to stop if those are facts. He's got 4, and then he got 1 test waiting the results on. I'm like, man, slow down. We know you're getting paid. Damn. Come on now. You know what I mean.
Yeah, sure. Hey,
I thought that was 8.
All right, here we go. Tune in for Warrior Live today, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Well, we'll bring on the good stuff with Xfinity, but we'll see what happens with the crossover, whether that's good stuff or not, on 95.7 The Game.
Pierce all got shot.
It went right through.